From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC hands-on news and weather report for Friday, January 3rd, 2014. The weather is at the top of the news today, with frigid temperatures prevailing throughout the region. Areas of snow blowing before 1 p.m., with clouds early, then gradual clearing and cold, with a high near 10 degrees. Wind chill values are as low as negative 14. Tonight will be mostly clear, with a low around negative 8. National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the Mohawk and Schoharie Valleys, the Greater Capital Region, Saratoga Springs and Glens Falls area, the Taconics and Mid-Hudson Valley, effective after 10 a.m. today. Wind chill values may continue to be in the advisory level range from late morning through early evening before the wind subsides. There have been snow emergencies declared locally. The Village of Athens declared an emergency effective 8 a.m. on Thursday, January 2nd. Alternate side of the street parking regulations are in effect, and all vehicles must move to the opposite side of the street at 6 p.m. each day until streets are cleared or the emergency is lifted. In the Village of Catskill, the parking plan began 8 p.m. on Wednesday, January 1st, with all vehicles parked on the even side of village streets from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then parked on the odd side of the street from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Vehicles should continue to switch sides of the street every 12 hours until all streets are clear. Effective January 1st, there will be no parking on Main Street from Green Street to Summit Avenue, beginning at 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. The parking regulation remains in effect each evening until the snow has been cleared from the street. No parking is permitted on the streets of Greenport beginning at 12 a.m. midnight, January 1st, until 12 p.m. noon, Saturday, January 4th. Mayor William H. Hallenbeck Jr. has declared a snow emergency in the city of Hudson effective 8 p.m. Thursday, January 2nd. Beginning at 8 p.m., all cars must be parked on the odd side of the street for 24 hours. At 8 p.m. January 3rd, all vehicles must then be moved to the even side of city streets until the snow emergency ends at 8 a.m. Saturday, January 4th. Snow removal will begin at 12 a.m. midnight, Sunday, January 5th, continue for 12 hours. It will begin again at 12 a.m. midnight, January 6th, and continue for 12 hours. In Hudson, Warren Street sidewalks should be shoveled to the curb within 12 hours following the conclusion of the storm. Sidewalks on all other city streets must be cleared within 24 hours after the storm is over. For more information, please visit cityofhudson.org. Meanwhile, major highways have reopened following the storm. The Associated Press is reporting that the New York State Thruway has been reopened to commercial traffic. The Long Island Expressway, which was also closed, was scheduled to reopen at 8 a.m. Interstate 84 between the Pennsylvania and Connecticut borders also was scheduled to reopen to commercial and passenger vehicles at 8 a.m. In other news, upstate struggles as more leave. Michael Hill reports for the Associated Press that more people are leaving upstate New York than are moving in. The state is home to about 19.65 million people, but the state's slow growth is largely fueled by New York City. The population of the 53 counties of upstate New York was essentially flat, decreasing by 0.1% from 2011 to 2012, according to the latest county-level census estimates available. Though there have been pockets of growth in the Hudson Valley and some other areas, many upstate communities grapple with a slow but steady loss of people. The loss of population is attributed to the various factors including high taxes, lack of viable employment, and the weather. At some point, early this year, Florida is expected to surpass New York as third most populous state, according to the Associated Press. Read the full AP story at the Times Union. Questar 3 is planning to boost the ag curricula. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star that Questar 3 Superintendent James Baldwin signals support Monday, December 30th, for developing the cooperative's curriculum in support of Columbia County agribusiness. Baldwin said, "We have an interest in a career technical program we might develop that would be supportive of the agribusiness technology." Todd Erling, executive director of the Hudson Valley Agribusiness Development Corporation, defined agribusiness as any business related to agriculture or reliant on agriculture. Erling told the paper he thinks Questar has a natural opportunity to offer training for the next generation of farming. 22 component school districts, with one non-component school district in Columbia, Greene, and Rensselaer counties, participate in Questar's shared educational services. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Charles Buca was sworn in as the acting Greene County District Attorney. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Charles Buca was sworn in as the acting Greene County District Attorney on Thursday, succeeding Terry Wilhelm, who vacated the office to become Greene County Judge. Buca joined the District Attorney's office in January of 2000 and became a full-time Assistant District Attorney in 2002. He has served as Chief Assistant District Attorney for the past 3 years. Buca is a resident of Haynes Falls. He will remain acting District Attorney until the next general election or until the governor makes an appointment overruling the local one. And now, the ski report from Tom Rowe. Let it snow. Whoa.
I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC Ski Report. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for links to all the local ski resorts and the National Weather Service. This may be one of the season's best skiing weekends after over a foot of very fine light snow fell in the area, and Arctic cold temperatures will keep it on the slopes. Hunter Mountain has 45 trails serviced by 7 lifts open this weekend. Both Greene County resorts host youth events this weekend. Hunter begins hosting the Mini World Cup Youth Ski Contest. Windham Mountain hosts the Catskill Mountain Series Slalom and Giant Slalom Contest for all ages. Windham has 42 trails with 10 lifts open over 12 to 50 inches of snow. And Columbia County Catamount Ski has 25 of 34 trails open, 5 of 6 lifts over 10 to 30 inches of snow, and no night skiing because of the extreme cold.
Let it snow. Whoa, whoa. Let it snow.
And the weather forecast for the next 3 days. Saturday will be sunny with a high near 22 with wind chill values as low as negative 17. Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 13. On Sunday, a chance of rain, snow, and sleet after 1 p.m. and mostly cloudy with a high near 34. On Sunday night, rain and snow will be likely before 10 p.m., then rain, with a low around 34. On Monday, rain will be likely before noon, with a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 39. On Monday night, a chance of snow showers, with partly cloudy with a low around 2. Sunrise today was at 7:24 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:36 p.m., with a length of the day totaling at 9 hours and 12 minutes. Town meetings. Today is the first Friday of the month. We recommend calling ahead to confirm the time and location of any meeting. Claremont has a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7:30 p.m. at the Town Hall, 1795 Route 9, Claremont. The number to call is 537-6868. In Hudson, a Historic Preservation Committee meeting will happen at 10 a.m. next Friday, January 10th, at City Hall at 520 Warren Street, Hudson. The number to call to confirm that is 828-1030. This has been the WGXC News and Weather Report for Friday, January 3rd, 2014. I'm Jess Puglisi. Enjoy the rest of your day.